This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Best of My Dad Wrote a Porno. We're on our fourth installment, guys. Whizzing through at a really slow pace. Once a month isn't the quickest.
I've brought something with me.
Oh, did we arrange to do that?
It's in my bag. Hang on.
Ta-da! Oh!
Now, since we last recorded, we have been...
Inducted.
Thank you. I was going to say induced. into the British Podcast Awards Hall of Fame. There you go. There's the award.
That is a quality bit of accolade right there.
Yeah.
We are the only people in the Hall of Fame, so it's just us kind of wandering around aimlessly in a large room, I think.
Well, large hall.
Hall, yeah, exactly.
We are the inaugural entry, are we?
Yeah. And I also, what it felt like, because I was the only one who could go, you know, like you get that clock when you retire.
Yes, the carriage clock.
Yeah.
Oh,
this
right.
This feels like our carriage clock. This very much feels like...
It's actually in the shape of a carriage clock.
It's almost like the British podcast's equivalent of In Memoriam. Like, yeah. Podcasts we've lost this year. Da, 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 my dad wrote a porno, and it's like, just take this and go on your merry way. Thank
it's
you.
Also very the Oscars music, like, da, 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 da. It's like kind of like, and move it along, exactly. Move it along, people.
This is them playing us off the scene of podcasting forever.
But yeah, what an honour. Very, very nice to be recognised. Thank you.
I actually love that and would love to display it, but sadly, I know they all default to Jamie Morton's house, so I'll never
see
that
him
again.
Like eyeing it up as
it's
we speak.
It's called My Dad Wrote a Porno. No, you can have this one.
It's called Your Dad Wrote a Porno.
Sorry, whose phone was that?
If I did that, he'd be like, why are you not on flight mode?
Jamie, is that sorry. Your phone?
Yeah, sorry, that will never happen again.
Oh my God.
Absolutely outrageous. Do we even need him on this show?
Yeah, there's a way to like remove him from it somehow. Like...
My friend's dad wrote a porno.
Yeah, exactly.
My colleague's dad wrote a porno.
Someone I know whose dad wrote a porno.
A guy I went to unis with, dad's.
Oh, God.
A friend of my friend James's dad wrote a porno.
Well, actually, that's quite fitting, Alice, because we're doing an episode full of the moments in the podcast that we basically lost our shit, that we laughed so much that we couldn't breathe.
This is going to be an annoying episode. It's going to be full of squawking.
Yeah, I've tried to kind of pepper through some light-hearted, funny bits without it just being constant wheezing and your bird laugh, James, which is popular, but fuck me, very, very screechy.
In your defence, none of us have a Hollywood laugh. Like, we've all got quite grating laughs.
Yeah. I've learnt as well to, like, throw my head back from the... because if I laugh directly into the mic, it's going to distort it. It's going to go... So I don't know if you noticed, but I have started to throw my head back when I start to laugh. Because I'm a professional. And that's why we won an award.
He's obsessed with that award.
It's always the weirdest things that make us, like... crease as well, isn't it? It's so often like names.
Yeah.
Yes.
So rarely what Rocky and Ken. Yeah.
The number of names we've laughed at in this book is too many to count.
Yeah. I think I'm probably thinking of the one that you're thinking of.
You think you're thinking of what I'm thinking?
On the count of three. One, two, three.
Ian Norman Snell.
Oh,
see? There's so many characters it could be.
Okay, Georgie Porgy, we're going to go into it now. Telly was a favourite pastime of Bella's.
Telly? Oh, Bella, what am I doing?
Telly?
Oh, okay. That's any hobbies?
Telly?
Anything in particular?
Just telly. Web is on.
Telly was a favourite pastime of Bella.
Who even says telly?
But Belinda was unfamiliar with its treasures.
She's unfamiliar with telly.
Are you serious?
She doesn't know what telly is.
She much preferred to practice decoupage in her downtime.
Oh, so wait, we thought we were maybe in the 80s, but we're in the, I don't know, 1800s?
What's decoupage?
Cutting out things from magazines and sticking them to bits of furniture.
Bella!
No, that's Belinda's pastime.
Making like scrapbook spaces.
No, on like tables and chairs.
Decorating
and stuff.
Surfaces of furniture with cut-out pictures, generally of flowers, and then putting paper paste over the top and varnishing it.
Honestly.
It's just not true. We've never known her to do that. It's just
they're the best. They're the best two women I've ever met. They're so wonderful.
Shitty little lives.
I'm so glad she didn't die.
A simple lunch of distressed lettuce leaves.
Distressed.
Oh, I can. Oh, God. Oh, not on me.
Don't put me with the cars, please.
So, a simple lunch. Very simple. A simple lunch of distressed lettuce leaves and blue cheese fish mousse.
Oh God!
That's disgusting. Has your dad ever eaten food? Why does he always choose the rankest stuff I've ever heard of?
That's repulsive.
Oh God!
Blue cheese fish.
Do you think he's just put posh words together? Blue cheese fish and
on a bed of distressed lettuce lies a blue cheese fish mousse.
Oh my God. I was just sick all over the desk.
And it looked more appetizing than the blue cheese fish mousse. Bella, international sales director, she is still international sales director, wasted no time in jumping onto head of marketing, Ian Snell.
Oh my God, the snail meister's at Fuckfest.
Ian Snell leaves the trail. At the end of book six.
How have we never heard about Ian before?
Snail!
Head of marketing Ian Snail.
Carries his office on his back.
He doesn't need to eat that. So she wasted.
No! Jamie, stop the book there. Stop it. That's enough.
Oh my God. Cheers.
It cannot
that.
Be topped.
It shall be tossed.
Christ, Ian Snell.
Ian fucking Snell. As I live and breathe, Ian Snell.
Sorry, Snell.
We have to put a warning on this. It's just so
Oh my God. Ian Snell is allergic to salt.
He's not slug.
Aren't they the same?
They are, they're slugs with houses.
Just spat my champagne all over my face.
I would ask why we've never heard about him before. Because this is the best day of my life.
It takes him so long to get to the office.
Oh, Ian Snell's late again. Snail.
Stupid little Ian Snail.
Wait, what's his job?
Head of marketing.
Head of marketing, okay. Mm.
So, Bella, international sales director.
He's on the marketing snail.
Wasted no time in jumping onto head of marketing, Ian Snail.
Just slide right off.
Don't need to jump, walk up to him.
Ian Snail.
Don't crunch him.
Ian Snail's lap.
Oh.
She knew he was a prude who looked down on everyone.
This is such a weird description. This is why he's never at the parties.
It sounds like a dickhead. Ian Snail, what twat.
She knew he was a prude who looked down on everyone and would no doubt lambast her in his slot on tomorrow's Steel's radio broadcast.
What on earth?
This is Ian Snail in the morning. Giselle literally skipped back to the interrogation room and sang, "Okay, Georgie, poor G."
To the tune of,
"Okay, Georgie, poor G, we have only 40 minutes to get out of the boat."
Would
you have a better tune that you want to give it to?
Have you just decided that's the tune?
Oh my god, it goes straight to Hades.
I can't bear him doing it again, but he's going to do it again. Oh my god.
Okay.
He won't get past 40. I won't do it.
Okay, so Giselle literally skipped back to the interrogation room.
Are you getting excited for Georgie Borgie?
Okay, he's so excited. And sang, "Okay, Georgie Porgy, we only have 40 minutes to get out, or thereabout. Pack your stuff and slints."
What was that tune?
Pack your stuff and slints.
We are gathered here today to witness the marriage of Tony Sylvester.
Sylvester.
That's his surname.
Sylvester.
Oh. Not so weird, okay. Oh, Giselle. Oh God, this is going to be an absolute honker, isn't it?
I don't think I can do it. And Giselle.
Is it just a lot of consonants?
Mars Charlton Weird. Declots. Declots.
Eye ducks. Let's see.
And what did you even say?
That's literally every letter of the alphabet.
You didn't say anything before Declots.
And Giselle Mars Chalkova Declots.
This is Sylvester, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, seriously.
And here are the people that we could request if we so desire.
Oh my god, these names are going to be fucking amazing.
Strap yourselves in.
Oh my god. This is going to be fantastic.
James Peterson.
Isn't he an author?
HR Department. International Clothing Australia.
Oh my god.
Norman Chongwi.
Norman what? Conga?
Conji.
Norman Chongwi.
Excuse me. Do it again.
Once more for the top.
What's wrong with feeling?
Norman Chongwi.
I don't know what you're saying.
University of London Business School.
Chongwi. Pass me the CV. Give me the CV.
Oh my god. I think I'm going to cry.
Norman Chongwi.
So, Norman T-O-G-U-I.
That's not a name.
Oh my god, it is the best name I've ever heard. Why is he called Norman?
Norman Chongwi. Right, I'm going on Facebook. I'm going to see if there's a Norman Chongwi.
Oh my god.
Oh. There's what, a billion people on Facebook?
Yeah.
Not one Norman Chongwi.
Why is he just follow loads of letters together.
Her nipples hardened with her feeling of freedom, and they were now as large as the 3-inch rivets which had held the hull of the fateful Titanic together.
Yay!
The Duchess has got nipples from the Titanic.
The Titanic. No, Titanic's my favourite film, so I know exactly what he's talking about here.
Iceberg, iceberg.
So specific.
Here's a reference I can get on board with.
So unsexy, so many people died.
Oh.
Like, why are you using the Titanic?
Why? Please read that again.
Reference.
That is amazing.
Her nipples hardened with the feeling of freedom, and they were now as large as the 3-inch rivets which had held the hull of the fateful Titanic together. The fateful Titanic.
How big are her nipples? Apart from anything else.
It was the ship of dreams, for fuck's sake. It was massive.
It really was.
3 inches.
It is factually correct. Okay. This will be good.
Lawyers on speed dial. Oh God, what is this gonna be?
Come on, Dad.
I already hard disagree.
It is, I object.
It is factually correct to say that lust is as powerful a drug as heroin. And Belinda was an addict scoring on the badass streets of desire. And the Duchess mounted her beautiful horse, Toffee Apple Chew.
Do with a Toffee Apple Chew right about now.
She rode a horse.
Stallion. Well, she brings that to the office every time, does she?
Must do.
And they're a secret order. And she's brought a horse to the office.
Hey, Toffee Apple Chew is very, very inconspicuous, Alice.
Yeah, let's not draw attention to ourselves.
And then a convoy of every kind of car you've ever seen.
The butler shouted, "Avancez!"
Again.
Once more. And red suited valets appeared in unison and cleared the floor of all the discarded garments.
Good, because that was going to ruin it for me.
Unbeknown to the contestants, the club would immediately send them all to a charity organisation for distribution to its shops throughout Belgium.
Oh, God.
What? The clothes!
That's it.
That was a lovely dress.
It's not what they agreed to.
You're out at the end of the night. So I'm sorry, you've done what?
I'm here to collect my clothes. Oh, that's in an Oxfam in Bruges.
I don't know why they would do that.
What are they going to wear at the end of the night?
Also,
their dignity, James.
They're on all their pockets, like their wallets and their phones.
Pants.
They're all business people.
They're dirty pants and socks.
Levine's crying.
I can't bear it.
Unbeknown to the contestants, the club would immediately send them to a charity organisation for distribution to its shops throughout Belgium.
Immediately as well. That night. What? Get them in the van.
Quick. Seconds later, the butler shouted, "Descendez, une."
Oh, God.
So what? Get down one.
Get down one.
Get down one.
What does why?
At that command, all the ladies stepped down from their chairs.
Yeah, they got down, yeah.
They literally got down.
They started boogieing.
What is the game? Like, why are we on the chair in the first place?
What is the game? It's a song we sing. What is the game?
No one knows the game. What is the game? Where my clothes go? What is the game?
When my skirt at? What is the game?
My keys were in there. What is the game? That was my grandma's. What is the game?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Online Therapy.
Now, we don't always realise just how much our negative thoughts and experiences stick with us and weigh us down. You might find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings, that frustrating thing your mum does, or that silly thing you said in a meeting.
Maybe it's time to get all of this off your chest. And I'm sorry about what I said last week, James. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. And that's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it, so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mydad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mydad. Belinda began to prepare her tools to perform a citizen's arrest.
That took my breath away.
What tools?
Tools.
Get your hammer out.
Wait, are you going to say she's going to handcuff him? Because that's not what you do on a citizen's arrest.
No, she's not going to handcuff him. She's going to fashion handcuffs.
Like a blacksmith.
Puts on a welder's mask. Great.
I also want to personally thank Sir James Godwin for letting us have this opportunity to raise some much-needed money for our local charity, the Asses and Donkeys Trust.
What kind of asses are we talking about here?
I can now die happy. This is my favourite bit of Belinda Blinked.
I've found my new charity to support, I think.
So once a year, let me just get this straight. Once a year, the pots and pans industry get together for a charity event. A charity tombola.
Hosted by Sir James Godwin.
Sir James Godwin, of course, sorry. A knight of the realm. For the Asses and Donkey What Association.
No, trust.
Trust.
The trust.
Oh,
also,
good God.
Are they, I don't know if you can ask Rocky this, are they looking for an ambassador? Because I am willing to take on that role.
You couldn't write it, but apparently you did.
You shouldn't write it, I think is what you meant.
George, you asshole.
Vomit under bath.
You
vomit under bath. Vomit under bath. I said, Vomitunderbar.
Vomitunderbar. I thought that was like a German colleague. Vomitunderbar, come here.
Herr Vomitunderbar. Yeah.
Hello, I'm James Vomitunderbar.
Oh, you know Mrs. Marshall of Osterglas. I'm Herr Vomitunderbar.
So it goes, George, you asshole, vomit under bath. You have spew sick wretch.
So he's like, George, you.
Oh, God.
She took him completely into her mouth, tasting the flesh of mankind.
This has got biblical,
hasn't it?
Peter's cock represents the whole of mankind.
How big is it?
Oh my God.
That is such a good phrase.
So his cock is...
the creme de la creme of cock.
Don't call it the creme de la creme.
I think that's about to come.
She's
the creme de la creme.
She's about to have the creme de la creme.
The cum de la cum.
She took him completely into her mouth, tasting the flesh of mankind.
I love that. That is so stupid.
Oh my God, James is putting that on his fucking Grindr profile as we speak.
I am none the wiser.
Fancy tasting the flesh of mankind. Swipe
cum,
right.
Cum de la cum.
We have just launched our wonderful new range, the Oxybrillo range. And it's a very fine range indeed. Perfect for all your cooking needs. In fact, everyone here today will go home with a non-stick tin
pot. You in a car, you in a car, you in a car.
Did Oprah Winfrey ever wear that outfit? Is she entirely emulating Oprah?
Oh my God, and also what a disappointing thing to win.
What, a non-stick tin wok?
Is that what she said? Tin.
Yeah, it says, in fact, everyone here today will go home with a non-stick tin wok. Look under your seats.
How did they hide a non-stick tin wok under everyone's seat without them noticing?
Sorry, Millennium Dome Building.
Oh my God, this is the best night of my life.
You're not going to believe this.
Oh no, what?
20,000 ladies.
Shut up! Shut up!
He's researched the capacity of the O2.
And it's full. Full to the brim.
It's full.
Oh, come on.
We want to change the pots and pans you use on your show to the Oxybrillo range from Steel's Pots and Pans. Seal me, ladies, Cosmo said as he started fucking each vag at a time. They're very good, screamed Belinda mid-bonk. They're huff-puff, non-stick, huff-puff, environmentally nice, huff-puff, light to the touch, huff-puff, and only...
Stop!
And only 45 AUD dollars wholesale.
Huff puff. Huff puff.
Okay.
Huff puff.
Do it again.
This is also interesting. This is how Belinda sells the Oxybrillo range.
My favourite is environmentally nice.
Her tits hung freely.
Oh, God.
Like pomegranates.
Ah, here we go.
Which famously don't hang.
To hang like pomegranates.
They hung like pomegranates. You know what Rocky thought there? He was like, not going for melons. Too obvious.
Way too obvious.
I'm going to have to Google what a pomegranate looks like.
Well, one end's quite spiky.
Her tits hung freely like pomegranates.
Genuinely my favourite quote.
The duo walked through the doors of a German fast food establishment called It Curry Be Versed.
It's not even a good play on words. It curry be verse. It curry be verse.
It curry be verse.
It curry be verse. Actually,
make
it
sense.
Starts to really work as you let it seep in.
Does it?
It I don't curry think it be worse.
It curry be verse, which is obviously a play on it couldn't be worse, which is not the sort of thing you'd want to
fast food be called It Couldn't Be Worse. I figure that if things aren't mentioned, you can plausibly say that they... don't look at me like that.
I can't defend you if you're going to be silly.
But if Dad definitively says they aren't somewhere, then we know they aren't. But if he just doesn't mention that they are or not, they could have been there.
So is that now a rule for everything? Mickey Mouse is there. We've never mentioned him, but he's been following Belinda this whole time. What are you on about? Bella's covered in shit. We've never mentioned it, but it's there.
I haven't said she isn't.
I didn't say Belinda wasn't a dolphin.
The Duchess has 27 lip piercings.
Okay, point taken, fine.
Steals pots and pans is on the moon. You should have asked.
What did I never say? Oh God, it just slipped my mind while it was there all along.
He thought himself a bit of a dandy when it came to women.
A dandy?
Why is a dandy?
A very, very flamboyant man from the 1800s.
And quite camp.
It wasn't Byron and Oscar Wilde, aren't they dandies?
Sure. He doesn't sound like what I imagine a dandy to be.
Big, fat, red. Beer belly.
Don't they wear like flouncy blouses and things?
But luckily he's got very well-trimmed fingernails, so he's all good.
That's textbook dandy, actually.
Andy started to concentrate big time on her tits, sucking them, rolling his fingers up and down her extending nipples, pulling them and eating them as best he could. He was like a horny pig in muck.
He sounds like he looks like a pig.
A pig with a huge hat with a feather in it. Such a dandy.
Pig with a mustache.
Pig with a cigarillo.
Pig wearing a wrinkled finger.
Pig penning poetry on the moors.
Oh my God. Pig in a hat with a feather in it.
They all shrieked, formed a little circle and sang. G for gin, T for tonic, R6 titties are supersonic.
Oh God.
We don't mind men. We don't like fuss. We're the glee team. Come and get us.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay, right. Send that to all of our phones so that we can sing along.
Wow, wow. We don't mind men. We don't like fuss.
That's a very important distinction, isn't it?
I feel like it's going to be the anthem of a generation.
Mr. Hushman, the background goon, had felt the shift in weight from the tail being removed from his costume.
The blueprints!
The blueprints are in the tail!
Why? Why? Why?
Oh, well, I'll just put these in my tail for the sex party.
Are on normal paper. I'm going to freak out. They're not still intact. They've been all over the fucking shop.
He squealed as his eyes rolled from the back of his head to rejoin the scene.
Oh, so stupid.
How does the secret woman with a smelly pussy or whatever she's called, how does she know that they're in the tent?
Smelly pussy. Oh my God.
What is it? Tasty crotch. What is it?
I think it was tasty, not smelly.
Oh, well, like scented or whatever.
It was exactly as she had always imagined it to be like.
What?
No. What? Is she in heaven?
She's in heaven. She's in heaven.
Biggish, goldish gates.
Oh, fuck off. Fuck off. If she gets dragged from the gates of heaven back to earth, I'm going to freak.
She's not in heaven. She's not in heaven.
Biggish, goldish gates.
Biggish, goldish.
Harps and harmonicas.
She didn't imagine harmonicas just because Rocky plays the harmonica. Shut up.
She's at a Flintstone Christmas party.
She is. And they were all there.
Who?
Everyone who ever was.
Oh, I cannot wait for the roll call of names. I cannot wait for who he thinks we care about her having seen.
She could see her grade 3 bassoon teacher.
Oh, shut up!
She could...
Grade 3!
No.
She could see her...
Not just bassoon teacher, because she had a different one for... How many bassoon teachers were there in her town? Oh, no, sorry, you're on grade 4 now, my darling. You'll have to call Derek.
Onwards and upwards.
I'll miss you.
Oh, my God. She could see her grade 3 bassoon teacher, Mrs. Huddlesbird, knocking...
Huddlesbird!
Huddlesbird.
She could see her grade 3 bassoon teacher, Mrs. Huddlesbird, knocking back shots with Nelson Mandela.
Oh, my God.
Rocky, behave yourself. Behave yourself.
Oh, my God. Huddlebird and Mandela together at last.
A duo we never knew we wanted.
Oh, my God. Does that mean in heaven Mandela's playing bassoon? What an image.
Maybe she's teaching him grade 3.
Well, it would have to be. She can't teach anything else.
Mandela. Mandela. Vodka or tequila.
I hope they're not involved in the bums, boobs and thighs or whatever it was.
Yeah. So Mrs. Huddlesbird was knocking back shots with Nelson Mandela. Freddie Mercury was teaching Anne Boleyn the Charleston Shuffleback.
Come on.
And Dick Van Dyke was humming Alone by the Loos.
Oh, Dick Van Dyke's dead. Dick Van Dyke's alive.
He's alive.
No, he's not.
He sent him to an early grave. To be fair, he is nearly dead.
Is he honestly not
he's
dead?
He's still making films.
He's just in Mary Poppins.
Oh my God.
Well, in Dad's world, he's gone.
And he's alone. Oh he's not only is he dead, he's just not with anyone. He's just in the corner.
Surely in heaven you're always with people.
Yeah, your loved ones. Why is Nelson Mandela drinking with some random bassoon teacher?
Oh my gosh.
Not with Winnie.
I really hope that's not a premonition about Dick Van Dyke.
Oh my God, that actually was quite... The serotonin really hits you when you listen to it all back.
Listening to us laugh makes me laugh. What it does to other people, I'm not sure. Like, is it a very specific experience listening to you and your friends laugh? I mean, apparently not, because people say that... Colleagues, thank you. That James's laugh is infectious, so...
Yeah, there is actually a cream for my laugh available. Have you been affected by James's laugh? Visit mydadwroteaporno.com for... help and advice.
And it's funny actually talking about corpsing and reliving all these corpsing moments, because it does happen quite often with us. Even today, actually, we sat down to record. I'm even looking at it now. And Alice has had a beautiful haircut today.
Shut up.
And I referenced it. And I think you just sat down, James.
Mm. He doesn't want anything to do with it.
I'm keeping quiet.
And this happened.
It will look better once I've styled it myself.
You think that, do you?
Oh!
What's that? What's going on?
I was like... She said, I think it'll look better when I've styled it. And I was like, do you? And she, the look she gave my...
I mean, little, really?
Little nest.
I'd stay quiet if I were you.
I haven't scrunched it out yet today.
No, that's because I scrunched it.
No amount of scrunching is going to save that, my love.
What a little beast. What a
cheeky
witch. Okay,
bastard.
Yeah, okay. It's not looking its best either. I will give you that.
It's the way he says it under his breath. Anything
else? Yeah, yeah. No, you were like, oh no, it'll definitely look better when I've styled it.
I know what I said. And I know what you said.
And the reaction remains.
So there you have it. Shall we wrap things up?
We have fun, don't we?
I think it looks lovely, Alice.
Thank you, James.
Such a suck up. Unbelievable.
Maybe he means it.
I'll just be nice to anyone who's made me a cup of tea.
Oh, so maybe he doesn't mean it. Okay.
Okay, well, that was really fun. I really enjoyed this one. Yeah, come back next month for some more best of moments. See ya.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.